In a small lab, tucked away on the second floor, surrounded by stacks of petri dishes and shelves with electronics, Brittany Jaspers, a pathobiology PhD student at UConn, collects cultures from a bacteria incubator.
So I'm just taking these plates. This afternoon, I will make liquid cultures from these colonies. So right now, I'm just wrapping them up in plastic wrap so that I could put them in the refrigerator. And these will sit until this afternoon when I make the liquid cultures from them.
Jaspers is one of several students working alongside UConn professor and pathobiologist Paulo Verardi to develop a Zika vaccine. Verardi, a Brazilian native, regularly follows news out of Brazil. His interest was piqued back in October when he read about two babies born on the same day in the same hospital with microcephaly, a rare condition causing abnormally small heads and brain damage.
You know, back in November, me and my students were saying, you know, how come nobody's talking about this? I mean, you know, I was really shocked. Obviously, I was telling everybody that I knew. But in general, you know, there was absolutely no awareness here.
Within a month, Brazilian health officials started linking microcephaly with Zika. Just around the same time, Verardi and his students had completed a new method for quickly developing vaccines. They were looking to test the new platform, and Zika became their focus, a sort of educated accident. Then, as more cases of microcephaly were beginning to surface, the information was changing rapidly, and the news was everywhere.
Each day, we were getting these reports. And like double the number of microcephaly, and double this and double that.
Verardi's optimistic that a vaccine will be developed soon, since Zika is in the same family as the dengue virus, also mosquito-borne, which they know much more about. But he points out there seems to be some unusual characteristics about Zika.
One thing that's different about this virus is that it has been able to spread very, very quickly. I mean, perhaps faster than some, you know, other virus of the same family. So there is an element of unknown here, even for the U.S. I think that that's why we have to be very aware of it and be very well prepared for it.
Though his work on the Zika virus is taking place here in Connecticut, it has a special meaning to him as a Brazilian.
It really was a window back, you know, to my country, looking at what was happening there and trying to do something about it.
As new developments on the effects of the virus continue, Verardi and his students, who've been working 7 days a week, say they're trying to move as quickly as possible. However, Verardi warns it could still be several years before we see a safe and effective vaccine. Lori Mack, WNPR News.